Wendy a car when she was 16. You bought Gordon a car. You bought Carrie a car. And she said, I'm 16 and you ain't bought me no car. I said, well, honey, we're doing things different now than we did back in those days. She said, what are you talking about? I said, we're walking by faith. I said, God said for you to use your faith to get a car. She said, you're just trying to get out of this, Dad. I said, no, I'm not. I said, start using your faith. She said, walked away, said, oh, you just don't want to buy me a car because I'm the middle kid. And she was pouting. I said, quit your pouting and your stinking thinking. Quit your doubting and start believing God. God wants you to believe for a car. She said, you know what? I'm going to believe God for a car, and you're going to be sorry I did. That's what she told me. I don't think she even recognized what she was saying. I mean, she just got smart aleck about it. I wanted to spank her, but it was about faith, and I didn't want to bruise her faith. I wanted to spank her for being a smart aleck. I'm going to believe God, and you're going to be sorry. And so off she went. About 2 months later, I was preaching revival, and it was in a town right outside of Bakersfield. And Sister Winslow couldn't go. I asked all the kids who'll go with me. And, you know, it's more fun to go with somebody than go by yourself. And Elizabeth told me, she said, I'll go, Dad. Nobody else wanted to go. I'll go, Dad. I'll go with you. This is my daughter. It's blessed. My daughter, they said, I told her, have faith. So we go preach that night. Called out, I think about usually 15, 20 people is what I usually work on. But kind of a normal night and faith. And after service, the pastor calls me in the office. My daughter's sitting outside the office, and he calls me in the office, and he says, Brother Wayne, I'm going to give you your offering. Well, the Lord had spoke to me. He didn't tell me this, Pastor, but to you. Don't use your faith on me. But the Lord told me, he said, don't receive the offering. Sow it. So the pastor called me in the office, and I said, well, Pastor, are you fixed to give me a check? He said, yes. And I said, well, I didn't want to seem spiritual. I just said, you know what? I'm going to do this for free. No, you're not preaching for us for free. I said, well, I want to. I said, it's something important for me to do. I didn't want to just come out and say, well, God told me not to take it, because the next time I come in, I think God would say the same thing again. And so I was trying to be cool. And finally, the Lord just spoke to me and said, go ahead and take it. I'm going to tell you something in the car. Because he told me, he said, the ladies worked hard. They sold some stuff. Brother Winslow, this church loves you. They want to give you an offering. And if you don't take this, their feelings are going to be hurt. So I took it and I put it in my pocket. I told Elizabeth when we pulled up to the church. I said, honey, the Lord told me tonight to do this free and not to receive an offering. So we get in the car and we're driving down the road. There's my check there. And she said, Dad, you disappoint me. I want to say, hey, I'm the daddy, you're the kid. If anything, I'll be telling you that. But she said, you disappoint me. I said, well, what? What did I do wrong? She said, Dad, you said you wasn't going to take the check, but it's in your pocket. I said, well, honey, the man of God wanted me to take it. She said, well, I don't understand. If God said don't and you got it, I said, well, let me just tell you this. I said, I'm not through talking. I said, you notice we're not going home right now. We're going different directions. She said, yeah. I said, well, the Lord told me to take this check and give it to a certain person. And that's what I'm going to do. We're going to go out of our way about 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to give this check to somebody and that God told me to give it to. And that's how I'm going to get rid of it. So we go up and I give the check to this guy, and he thanks me, and I just say, God bless you. And I said, if you have any problem depositing that check, I sign it. If you have any problem, you just let me know, and I'll come down, I'll get the check, and I'll write you a check. So I get in the car, and we're driving home, and my daughter says, Dad, I love you. So you got to know that this is my daughter, so she's a little bit prejudiced. Oh, she's just the greatest preacher in the whole wide world. Tears in her eyes. She said, Dad, you're a man of God. You're a man of great faith. And, of course, it's that moment you have with your kids. It's just invaluable. So we're pulling up to the driveway of the house. It's one-ish, something like that. And we're pulling up in the house, and there's a car there that doesn't belong. And she says, oh, who's here? I said, I don't know who that is. We get in there, my wife's sitting in the chair asleep, and we walk in, she wakes up, and she has some keys in her hands, and she says, honey, man came by the house and said he's supposed to give you these keys, and that car out there, he's supposed to give it to you. said he was praying. And tonight, at a certain time, and told me the time, and that was the time we left that church to go give that check. And she held the keys out and said, he said to give you the keys. I was just fixing to get the keys when this little skinny white hand got ahead of mine and grabbed the keys and said, the Lord will supply. She said, that's my car and that's my miracle car and I got it by faith. My God. And I mean, I just turned and looked at Sister Winslow, and before I could even get out of my mouth what was going on, I heard the car start up and she was, 1:30 in the morning now. She's taking off. I don't know where she's going. And so I sit down, I just told Sister Winslow, and Sister Winslow said, yeah, okay, well, that's the Lord. And I said, well, you know, that's awesome. And then the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm not through showing you my miracles. And I didn't understand what the Lord was saying, just listening to the Lord. And he said, ask her how much that car was going to be sold for, because I didn't even know my wife knew. They were going to take that car and put it in the paper, and they're going to sell it because they bought a brand new car. And so I said, honey, do you know how much they were going to sell the car for? She said, well, I do, because they told me they actually put it in the paper. It's coming out tomorrow. And she told me the amount of the car. Dum-dum here. I didn't connect anything. So I just tell the Lord, okay, well, that's great. That's a lot of money. The Lord said, you don't get it. The Lord said, what is 10% of that price of that car they're going to sell? I said the number. I still didn't get it. So the Lord said again, what's 10%? I said, oh my God, the check I gave to the evangelist was 10% of what they were going to sell the car for. The Lord said, you gave your tithe by faith, and I gave the miracle according to your faith. God said, that's what I'm going to do in the arena of blessing in this church. If you'll give me the tithe of the praise, if you'll give me the tithe of the worship, I am going to bless this church. I'm going to anoint this church. I want you to stand with me right now, and I want you to lift up the tithe of your miracle right now in Jesus' name. Will you do it? I want you to aim that praise. If you need a miracle in your body, if your kids need to be saved, if your house needs to be paid off, if you need a car, whatever your need is, I want you to shout a tithe of praise by faith according to what your need is. Do it right now. Come on, get real right now, in Jesus' name. Speak over Israel and say these words. Number 622. God said the miracle of the blessing is in your words of faith. I'm not talking about acting stupid and ignorant. God didn't say walk around and say, I'm not sick, I'm not sick, I'm not sick. That don't get you healed. You got to recognize you're sick before you can get healed. But you don't go around and say, I'm going to stay sick, I'm going to stay sick, I'm going to stay sick. No, you offer your tithe of praise up. And you say, God, even though I've got pain, even though I'm down, even though I'm going through something right now, I lift up my praise, I lift up my voice, and I speak as if it's not fair. I give you praise. I will not be handcuffed. I will not be chained. I will not walk in doubt. I will not walk in fear. I will not. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Come on, let's give him praise, everybody. I'm just a few minutes away from walking into the realm of the supernatural and the gifts of the Spirit. And we're going to close this church with one of the greatest miracle moments in the life of this church. God's going to do some. God's writing out prescriptions right now. He's writing out words of power and faith over every one of your needs, from the biggest, which I know what the greatest need of this church is. I know what the greatest need of this house is. God said, that's on the table right now. That's on the table right now. Come on, one more time. 1 minute of crazy, apostolic, tongue-talking faith. Do it right now for 1 minute. Here we go. Come on, one more time. Here we go. If I've ever felt the anointing of faith in a house, it's right now. If I've ever felt prophetic words about to blow down the walls of Jericho, it's right now. If I've ever felt the favor of God about to go home with a church, it's right now. Oh God, it's just continuing, isn't it? And there's an eruption. There's a flow of the supernatural that just won't stop. I can sense it. I can feel it. I can hear it in your praise. There's something that just won't let you go. That's the blessing of God. That's the blessing that's going out with you. God's not going to let you just be blessed here, but you're going to be blessed when you leave. The people in this congregation that the devil's fighting the greatest, you're the one that's going to could get the greatest miracle if you let God. If you don't let faith get a hold of you, I can't do anything for you. Calling you out wouldn't do you any good. If you can't reach up right now and say, Lord, that's me. I want it. That's mine. I may not understand it, but God, I'm going to get it somehow, some way in this service. I'm tired of having bad luck. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being oppressed. I'm tired of being discouraged. I'm tired of being bound. I'm tired of sin disrupting my glory. Come on, keep praising Him. You didn't stop in a minute, so let's go another minute right now. Come on, let's go another minute right now in Jesus' name. My nose is itching like crazy. They say when your nose itches, somebody's talking about you. I'm going to tell you, God's talking about me right now. God's talking to me. He's saying, angels, get down there. My man is speaking faith. My preacher is trying to help my church. Get down there, angels. Boy, y'all better get a hold of God. There's some people up here. They're getting every miracle. They're getting every blessing. They're getting everything God's given. I'm not going to tell you to come up here. If you come, you'll come on your own. I'm not going to make you do anything. I want to pray for this man of God. And his girlfriend right there. Come on, man of God, bring your girlfriend. Come on up here. Supernatural. This is what I live for. This kind of anointing. Not just, I don't know what's happened to me this last year. Something has happened to Brother Winslow. I used to walk into a church. Not every service, but I could walk into a church and God would use me and I would pray for individuals and everybody I prayed for got something from God. They got a miracle, they got something from God. But this thing has mushroomed. And even though I still pray for people individually, I'm feeling a greater anointing this last 10 months come over my ministry that's church-wide. It's for everybody. I'm no longer trying to get the faith to believe for one person at a time. Just something automatically in me starts believing for everybody. And I think that's why I go so long. Preachers just need to put a collar on me and a chain and chain me up when time's up. Because my faith just will not stop. It's crying out. It's scratching. It's digging. It's reaching all across every church I'm in. It's not just here, but every place I preach, there's just something in me that craves to reach out to everybody. But it doesn't mean that there's not a place for personal ministry and personal words from God. I believe what Pastor said a few nights ago. He said, if Brother Winslow prays for anybody that has the same thing or anything close to it, believe God. Don't wait for Brother Winslow or me or somebody else to pray for you. I say it, this is how I say it. If I tell you the pain's here, but the pain's here, have this much faith. Some of you folks are just so crazy. I mean, Brother Winslow's got to read everything in the book, and God doesn't give that to everybody. I don't care what, I've met some powerful men of God, but they don't know it all. Because it's a body ministry. It's never me. If God gave it all to me, I'd be the first man God ever gave it all to. There was a Moses, then there was a Joshua. There was a Joshua, there was a Caleb. There was a Peter, there was a Paul. So God doesn't give it all to just one person. But God, look in the gifts. It doesn't say a book of knowledge. It says a word of knowledge. It doesn't say an encyclopedia of wisdom. It says a word of wisdom. Because all it takes is a word of faith. Has God ever spoken anything to you and you try to tell somebody? God will say three words to you. It'll take you 300 words to tell somebody what God told you in three words. Because the Spirit speaks. Now, I want to really move into a really powerful place here. I didn't tell everybody to come, but you came, and you do whatever you feel led of God to do. In a moment, I may say, everybody come, and I may give you guys, because I did see something in the supernatural that God showed me about this service that I'm going to do something really crazy here in just a minute. I'm going to start just crazily laying hands on everybody. If you're a woman, you see me coming, get out of the way. I'm not going to rub on you. I'm not going to. Matter of fact, right now, who could feel sexy like this? Huh? Who's got the anointing of God on them? If I bump you and push you and shove you, but I made my mind up in this service. God showed me, you get to as many people as you can. You lay hands on as many people in this church you can lay hands on. And most of the time, I'm just trying to be polite and watch. First of all, I'm very sweaty. Second of all, I'm fat. And so that don't go good together when you're trying to go through congregations. So if you see me coming and I'm not coming to pray for you, then kind of give me a little room and let me get through. Amen. If I tap you a little bit and say, excuse me, that's me. Keep talking in tongues, don't stop. And just kind of let me slide through there. But I'm going to pray and lay hands on as many people. God echoed, the man of God last night was so in tune with God when he said, anybody here with any great sickness or anything, however he said that, he was so in tune with God. When he said that, I felt that from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet last night. And I'm so glad. That's why it's a body ministry. We're working together in the Lord. And God can give somebody a word. Somebody can get a word from God. And don't make one up and just interrupt. But if God tells you, Brother Winslow's supposed to pray for you, I'll believe it. I won't question it. And I'll pray for you. But if God tells you that, you do it in Jesus' name. Now, naturally, there's people here that I really feel led of God. This man over here, standing right here by the lady. That's a very beautiful coat you've got, black and white coat. The gray-headed lady in the glasses there, very beautiful. You're very stylish. You're very holy too, aren't you? And that's her man right there, right? And just like the Lord's drawing me to him to pray for him for God to work a miracle in his life. So you're going to be drawn to pray for certain people. But that doesn't mean you can't come up and say, pray for me. Now, we got a cutoff time. And so I do know that. But we're going to fix the work in the Holy Ghost. But God said, start with this man of God. The Lord told me years ago, he said, there's an order of what I want you to follow. Most, 98% of most times that I preach is an order. God shows me an order. This is what I want you to do. Then you do this, then you do that. Why does he do that, Brother Winslow? Because I've got to be in obedience just like you do. And when I do what God tells me to do, that creates obedience. Obedience creates blessing and favor. All you got to do is obey God. And you're going to walk out of here with the blessings of God in your life. If you go 6 months and you're blessed and all of a sudden you stop getting blessed, God didn't take it off of you. Stop and see, was there something you did? Was there something you disobeyed? And just repent of it. It'll start right back up. See, you think, oh, well, I messed up, it's gone. No, it's not. God will not take it away from you. But if you disobey enough, you can hinder it and God will hold it up until you get to obeying. And then you get back to obeying God and it starts flowing again. And God said he's going to start everybody over. You're getting a gift in this service. Everybody in here is going to be forgiven for every disobedience. Even things you don't even know, you miss God. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pray for this man of God. And the Lord began to talk to me about praying for me. God told me some things he was going to do for this man of God. I don't want you to think that I'm, you say, well, Brother Winslow doesn't know this guy. This guy's really... really anointed by God, really. I mean, I'm sure you are. I don't know if you are or not, but I'm sure you are. And so he's saying these things, and that Brother Winslow, man, he just thinks he's a rank sinner. No, I don't. But I know there's places, levels in God that this man has already been. And I'm not trying to hurt him, but he's not there now. And there's places God's going to take him that he hadn't been. And God said, he's going to those places. Amen. And that's what's going to happen. I start praying for him. God said he's fixing to visit with him. He's going to anoint him. He's fixing to take him in places in the Spirit of God. And God said his vision is fixing to really reproduce. One of the things that God told me to pray for you about is that you've been teaching, you've been preaching to the people. And they've been following you. And when they follow you, they get it. And when they don't follow you, they don't get it. And even though you don't look weary, there is a weariness beneath the surface in you right now that you're weary. And God said, I'm going to heal you of that weariness that you've got. And it's going to leave. And when I touch you on the head, you're going to be like a young preacher. You're going to feel the vigor and the strength and the power of God in your ministry. And God said, I'm going to bless you. And a doubling is coming into the house, a doubling in your ministry, a doubling in your walk with God is coming into your ministry and in your life and in the house of God. The Lord said, you're not going to have to go anywhere. God said, I'm going to bring the supernatural right there where you are. The advancement of the anointing of God is coming into your life. God said, I'm healing your wife. I'm touching your wife. God said, there's for me to pray for something that's going on behind the eyes, something, some kind of tension in the head, headaches and tension and tightness in her body, and God said he's going to heal it. There's also, you've had the last 12 months, you've had two cases of sinus trouble and infection, and God said, I'm going to heal you of it. You've had some severe allergies. You don't have asthma, but you've had some asthmatic-like attacks. God said, I'm going to heal you of that right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to touch you. God said, the attack on your family is coming off. When we lay hands on you, the enemy is going to be told they are off limits. They do not have an inroad anymore. God said, I'm going to heal them up. I'm going to fill them with the oil and the wine. God said, you're going to take oil and wine out of this service and you're going back to the house of God with fresh oil and fresh wine in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God said, you're going to get back to that faith preaching, that faith walking, that faith talking in Jesus' name, and it's going to create great, powerful anointings. God said, anything you think I can do, anything you speak, God said, I'm big enough to get it done. God said, I'm going to be a big God. You're going to walk out of here and everything you speak in faith, everything you think in Jesus' name, God said, tell him I can do it for him. I can do it through him in Jesus' name. Let's all stretch our hands and let's pray for the man of God. Where's the oil at? Let's pray in Jesus' name. Father, right now. Oh, loose in Jesus' name. I command it done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now, somebody give our God Holy Ghost praise. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Can I pray for this lady in the? Can I pray for this lady in the Oh, it's a zebra. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a wild zebra. That's a good thing I went like a lion because I wouldn't know how to act like a zebra. God said he's fixing to touch you in Jesus' name. God said he brought you to this house for miracles. And God's fixing to give them to you. Get your hands up. Give me a couple ladies to pray with us right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to tell you a little secret here. God said every tormenting spirit that's been tormenting you and your relationships, every spirit that's been tormenting your house, your home, tormenting your family, is fixing to run, fixing to flee, go back to the pits of hell from which they have come in Jesus' name. The Lord said, I'm going to make those tormenting spirits leave in the name of Jesus. One of those spirits is jealousy. God said, I'm going to curse that spirit of jealousy that's on that person. I'm going to break it. I'm going to make it go back from whence it's come. God said, the spirit of doubt is going to leave your house. God said, I'm going to touch you. The oppression is leaving. No more nerve attacks in your life. God said, I'm healing your stomach right now. God said, I'm anointing your shout. Y'all get ready. This woman has shouted like you ain't ever seen her shout. But you get ready. She's fixing to give God some praise right now. When I touch her and I pray for her, look out. The praise is fixing to be on. Lord, right now. Go ahead. Yeah. Shida la banda baba kata ya la banda. Yida la bakanda la bashata. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now. No more diabetes in your house. No more high blood pressure in your house. In Jesus' name, I command it done. Come on, let's give our God some praise. If I ask you, can I pray for you and you don't want me to pray for you, all you got to do is say no. I'm not going to get mad. But if you say yes, you're going to unlock a door of blessing and favor. But if you don't want to be prayed for, you're not going to hurt my feelings. The Lord has told me two times to pray for this man back here in the orange shirt. Can I pray for you, brother? Yeah, the big man. I'm talking about the guy that's on my side. Huh? Is that the bodyguard? Hey, whatever side he's on, that's the team I'm on. Lift your hands. God said he's fixing to put anointing on you. God said there's an anointing of doing that's coming upon your life in Jesus' name. And I'm not talking about in a bad way, but you've told the Lord, Lord, I want to do this. Lord, I want to do this. You've been telling God in the last few years that you want to serve Him, you want to minister, you want to be used of God. And you've been telling Him, but you just don't know how to do it. You've been trying to get there, but you're not there. God said, you're going to get there today, right now. There's an anointing of God coming upon your life right now. God said, I'm going to put wheels on your feet. God said, I'm going to put faith in your talk. God said, I'm going to put power in your praise. I'm fixing to take care of some things for you right now. Get ready. How many knows that today is Holy Ghost Day? If you haven't spoken tongues in a while, get ready. You're fixing to get a renewal of the Holy Ghost. If you've never spoken tongues, get ready. God is going to give the Holy Ghost to those that obey Him. Now, let's join hands with somebody beside us and let's pray this prayer, because I haven't done this and I need to pray this prayer. God, I ask you right now to every heart and every person that wants you to wash them and forgive them, I pray right now forgiveness of sins for me. Forgiveness of sins for everybody in this building. We call, Lord, for every person that calls on your name, let there be a washing, a renewing, a forgiveness, so that we can be found worthy to receive the miraculous. Now give God praise and say, if I have committed any sins, they are forgiven. All right, get your hands up. Here we go. Everybody stretch your hand out here. God said, anything you've been expecting the last year to come that hasn't come, God said, I'm going to put an anointing miracle upon it in Jesus' name. God said, promotion is coming from Him. That thing you got disappointed over last year, God said, it's going to come back through again. That opportunity is going to come back knocking on the door. God said, you ain't got to move anywhere. You haven't got to go any other place. God said, your miracle is coming to this city. Your miracle is coming to this church. Your miracle is coming right now. I'm going to take my hand off your head. When I touch you again, I want you to open your mouth and give God the best praise. God said, I'm touching you. You're blessed and you're favored of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command it done right now in Jesus' name. Come on, give God praise, everybody. This sister right here with a white blouse, come up here right now. Let me pray for you. I want to move real quickly here. I want you to stay around the front just a second here. Lift your hands right now in Jesus' name. I'm not talking about anybody in your family being insane or anything like that, so don't let the devil take what I'm saying and twist it. God said every attack on every mind in your family. God said all this mental attack that's been going on in your house. God said it's over, it's finished right now in Jesus' name. No one in your family is ever going to need any prescriptions of any kind to have to do with anything about your mood, your mind, your thoughts, your thinking. The Lord said peace is coming to your house and peace is coming to your spirit right now in Jesus' name.
Am I supposed to be putting oil on everybody you pray for?
Well, hallelujah. All right, let's. She's back up. Let's pray. I didn't think we was going to get to pray. Get a little closer here right now. I want you.
Hallelujah.
I'm afraid to say anything. All right, get ready. God said from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
God's showing me something in your house right now. God said, this is physical now, not spiritual now. The other was spiritual. God said, get ready, because God said there's a restoration going to start happening inside your house. God said, there's some stuff that you've been wanting to buy and you've been needing to get. And God said, I'm going to show you that I'm for you and that you're blessed to me, because God said, you're going to start getting things you've been wishing for and you've been hoping for. And God said, I'm going to work some miracles out. There's a bill that you have a hard time every month paying. And God said, after this day, you'll never have a hard time paying that bill ever again. You're not going to be late. God said, I'm going to supply your needs. Get ready. In the name of Jesus, I command it done right now in Jesus' name. Let's give our God the praise. That's all he gets. I'm going to take a page out of the pastor's book. I'm not trying to follow him, but the Lord spoke this to me. Well, first of all, I want to pray for you. Come up here right now. I just saw a miracle for you. Lift your hands up. God said, every disease and every sickness in your family that affects eyes, that affects circulation in feet and legs, that has an effect with joints, is going to get a miracle right now in Jesus' name. The Lord said, that sick person at your house that needs a miracle from God, God said, all we got to do is speak it in faith and believe it right now. And God said, it's going to come to pass. The Lord said, they're not going to overlook you anymore. They're going to see you. They're going to promote you. They're going to recognize the anointing of God in your life. The Lord said, you're going out of here with an anointing on your spirit, an anointing in your mouth, an anointing in your mind. God said, I've anointed you to be blessed. In Jesus' name, I command it done right now. Lord, let healing follow her back to her house. In the name of, in Jesus' name right now. Let me pray for this. Can I pray for this brother right here? Yeah, come on up here, brother. I want to pray for you. God wants to heal your body right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody, we're just a moment, in just a few minutes, I'm going to pray for a few more people. And then we're going to open this service to everybody. I'm going to walk through this front of this building. I'm going to pray for as many people. Any preacher in this place, this is not Brother Winslow's ministry. This is Jesus' ministry. But everybody in this building, get ready. I'm going to call a few things out in just a moment. And those things are going to come under the operation of the Holy Ghost to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free. Remember what we said, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I want you to get ready to believe in the blood of Jesus, believe in forgiveness, be willing to be baptized if you're not baptized, be willing to do anything Jesus says. For the Lord says, your sins are forgiven, they are covered by my blood, and I want to fill you with my spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray that prayer again right now. Lord, everybody that needs the Holy Ghost, let them be filled in this service, because the Holy Ghost is still the greatest miracle of all. All right, let's get ready to pray for this brother right now in Jesus' name. The Lord said, there's something you haven't figured in to your retirement that God's fixing to put in your retirement right now. And God said, it's financial. There's a financial miracle that you don't see about your retirement that God's fixed to give to you starting here right now in Jesus' name. Also, the Lord said, starting in the lower part of your abdomen, there's a miracle of healing. God said, I'm touching your prostate. God said, I'm touching the digestive system of your body right now in Jesus' name. The tightness in your legs sometimes feel like toothpicks or like wood when you get up. God said, your legs are going to start feeling fleshly. Circulation is coming back. He doesn't look like he has any problems, but God said, I'm strengthening his heart. I'm going to touch the cholesterol in his body right now in Jesus' name. The Lord said, I'm anointing his lips. I'm anointing him with a great, powerful anointing to speak words of faith. God said, get ready. I'm going to hear your prayers concerning your family. There's one boy that needs a big miracle of deliverance, and God said, it's coming his way right now. Let's speak faith. Lord, when I take my hand off his head and I pray, be thou healed in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Yes. Loose. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to pray for this man with a golden turquoise tie. Come on, brother. Yeah, come on up here. I'm fixed to pray for you right now. How you feel, brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I've been touched.
What?
I feel like I've been touched.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Folks, I wish it was harder than this. But if you're waiting for some bolt of lightning to come out of the sky, it's not. You speak faith. You believe in what Jesus says. It comes to pass in Jesus' name. Come on up here. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands up right now in Jesus' name. God said the anointing of God is going to start working in your life. Every time you get ready to obey God, it's like there's a big battle going on inside your heart, your mind, your spirit. God said that's over right now. There's a confusion that comes over your mind. And God said, I'm going to rub that in. God said he's fixed to anoint you with a great anointing. God said he's given you the anointing of an Isaac. Isaac was a miracle child. And God said, there's a child that's fixing to get a great big miracle in Jesus' name. And God said, the miracle of healing, just like the miracle child that Isaac was, is fixing to follow you right now in Jesus' name. The Lord said, your attempts at success have only just reached partially the success level you wanted. But God said, I'm fixing to anoint you because the more you give yourself to me, the more I'm going to give miracles to you. God said, I'm anointing your mouth to speak. Anointing your voice to speak. Your praise is fixing to take on a change. You're going to worship and praise like you have never praised in your life. God said, I'm anointing you with an anointing of praise and worship. The gates are going to open. The doors are going to swing wide because praise and worship brings you before my throne. Get ready. I'm going to take my hand off your head. God said, I'm delivering. I'm anointing. I'm blessing your house. I'm giving you favor. Father, nothing shall stop. Nothing shall hinder the power of God upon this brother's life. Lord, in Jesus' name, I command it done right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's give him praise. Let's just give our God an offering of worship and praise right now. My God, there's so much faith around the front of this building. Probably only five times in my ministry has there been such a faith that arrived in a service that I don't even know what to do with it. And this is one of these moments I can feel it, that the faith is so great, I don't even know what to do with it. I want to pray for this lady. They're in the spotlight there. I don't know if that's white or what it is right there. Ma'am, can I pray for you? Yeah, come on. Right back there in the back. Come on, I'm going to pray for you too. Yeah, come on. Lift your hands up and let's get ready. Come on up here right now in Jesus' name. Is anybody here with you? Anybody in your family here? You're by yourself? All right, the reason I say that is because God starts speaking to me about the needs inside your house, inside your home. Now, you don't have any glasses on, but God told me to pray for your eyes. God said he wants to heal your eyes right now. No glasses. Do you wear any glasses at all? You have a little problem in your reading? God said the blurriness. And what?
Driving.
What about driving?
When I'm driving, I wear.
Okay. Well, dear God, do wear them when you're driving. Hallelujah. But if I was to tell you that your eyes are fixed to start getting stronger and God's going to anoint your vision, your eyes, and you're going to notice a real difference when I get there praying for you. Everything's going to look brighter. They're going to look clearer. Sometimes in the morning time when you get up, your vision's a little blurred. God says he's fixed to heal you that right now. Do you know anybody in your family that has any kind of blood disorders? That would be diabetes or high blood pressure or anything like that. Who is that?
My brother and sister.
Your brother and your sister in your family has high blood pressure.
Diabetes.
Oh, and diabetes. Which one has it?
My brother.
Has diabetes. Does he have high blood pressure or just your sister?
Both of them.
Both of them have it. I'm going to pray for them right now. Lift your hands. God said, I want you to get ready because you're fixed to get something really powerful right now. When God tells me he's going to do something instantly, It always happens right then, instantly, right on the spot. And God said, you're fixed to get a miracle instantly. If I was to tell you that this swelling that comes up in your body, swelling in your ankles, in your feet, your legs, if I was to tell you that it's going to stop and not ever come back again, would you believe that?
Yes, yes, I will.
And you have had swelling in your legs and your ankles, haven't you?
No, not at the moment.
Not the moment. But you've had some swelling in your legs at times. It has to do with water retention, like in your arms. Y'all hold her arms up right now in Jesus' name, and let's pray for her. God said he's fixed to heal you. If I was to tell you that, you didn't mention yourself a while ago about the high blood pressure and diabetes, but if I was to tell you that God's fixed to heal you because you're moving in that direction, would you believe God would heal you right now then? God said the dizziness that comes over you is going to leave and never come back again. No surgery for you in the future about your stomach. God said he's fixed to heal your stomach and your digestive right now in Jesus' name. There's a fear that comes over you. And that fear comes over you, and there's a real fear that comes against you. Is it about somebody in your family, and you're fearful of some kind of trouble, some kind of a trouble that would come upon them and they would not be here, that something would happen to them and they wouldn't be able to be here. And the Lord said, quit fearing that because I've got my hand on them. And the Lord said, you're here by my design. You're in the United States. You're here by my favor and my blessing. And I'm going to make a way for you and I'm going to bless you. If I was to tell you there's a younger person in your family that's been looking for a job for a long time and they're fixed to get that job, would you believe it? There's someone been looking for a job over 6 months and they're fixed to get a job from God. It's fixed to come from the Lord right to them in Jesus' name. And this is a male. It's not a woman, it's a man. And God said, there's a job coming for them not to be afraid of anything happening to them. God said, he's going to supply those needs. I'm praying for your feet. I'm praying for your legs. I'm praying for your knees. And I'm praying that all water retention problems in your body is going to leave right now in Jesus' name. God said, no more fear. No more phobia of going places. You can go anywhere you want to go, anytime. At night, you get afraid to go places. God said, that fear is leaving you right now in Jesus' name. Let's pray, everybody. Stretch your hand out up here right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command the power of the living God to touch this woman right now, meet every need in her body, in her family, in Jesus' name, Lord. There it is. Lord, by faith in the name of Jesus, I command it done right now in Jesus' name. Let's give him 30 seconds of praise, everybody. Can I pray for this man over here in the back? Where's this lady at? I'm going to pray for you too. Stay right here. Can I pray for you, brother? Yeah, come on up here right now. Let's stretch our hand out here and pray for this sister right now. Father, I ask you to touch every need in her body. I feel a real deep anointing of faith coming upon this service. And we're going to get ready to pray for everybody around the front of this building. You don't have to identify yourself to me, but if you do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said without the Spirit of Jesus, you can't call the Lord of your life. No man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That is the Spirit of God. If you have not been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you might love God. You might want to serve God. But if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's a lot of power and a lot of anointing that you can't have till you get that Holy Ghost in you. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. God said he wants to baptize every person that will let him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When we start praying in about 3 minutes, every young person that's a teenager and under, God said there's a special praying through, a special anointing, a special empowerment that's coming over all the young people in the front of this building right now. I want all the young people to get ready to receive everything that God's got. Sometimes you feel like you're overlooked, but you're not. You're a great part of this church. And God's fixed to touch every young person in this building right now in Jesus' name in about 3 minutes. Let's pray for healing and for deliverance. Let's pray for these family members to come to the knowledge of the truth right now in Jesus' name. Father, fill the gap, the hole in her heart of the loved one that's gone on. that, Lord, is no longer here. Heal that wounded spirit, that wounded heart. Lord, when I touch her head again, I want you to heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Lord, in the name of Jesus, loose her now, Lord. In Jesus' name, I command it done. Lift your hands. God said he's fixing to touch you. Everybody join hands with somebody right now. We're getting ready for the altar service. If you have a need of healing, I'm going to speak some things out right now, and I want you to believe God. Don't hold your hands up. I might come by you and I may pray for you. Don't say that's what I've got. Don't identify that. You can worship, but don't, when I say it, don't lift your hand and say that's what I got, because I might come by and pray for you. If God speaks to you, I want it to be supernatural. I want it to be a faith builder. God said he's ready to heal every diabetic. God's ready to heal everyone with high blood pressure. That was one of the first things that came to my spirit this morning when I woke up. God said, you're going to see a great breakthrough in the healing of diabetes and high blood pressure. All crippling forms of arthritis. I don't care what your age is or how young or old you are. There are two people here that are suffering the beginning of rheumatoid arthritis. One of the worst forms of arthritis there is. God said, I want to heal those and everyone else in this building that will believe God for healing in Jesus' name. Every heart condition, every high cholesterol number in this building, God said, I want to heal it. All digestive problems, every back in this building can be healed in Jesus' name. Friday night, I had three people came up and said, the Lord healed my back in this service. I want to believe God right now that every knee, every leg, every back that's hurt will be healed in the name of Jesus right now. All blood disorders, I can feel them starting to move right now. Every person that needs forgiveness of sins, every person that needs to be forgiven, that needs to be loved by Jesus, that needs to feel the Holy Ghost moving inside of them, we're praying that need to be met right now in Jesus' name. The greatest miracle of all is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm praying, God, in just a minute or two, that your spirit will be poured out upon all flesh. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. There's people that have a sickness. It starts with an M. I think it's MS. God said he wants to heal that right now. People that are in pain in this church, I want you to believe with me right now, church. God said, I'm blessing this church. I want to believe God right now that there's going to be more miracles done in the next 15 minutes than we've had all this week. And that you'll be able to come up to the pastor or me or somebody in this church and say, all pain left in Jesus' name. When the church started praying, Jesus touched me. I rebuke all pain, all sickness that creates pain. I curse every knot, every nodule, every fibrous tumor. I curse every cancer associated with this church right now. You, Lord, you said to believe big, to pray big, to ask big, to worship big. And that's what we're doing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you're touching this man's house. You're touching this man with the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the front of this service. When I lay hands on him, Holy Ghost, you're going to take over his mind, over his spirit, over his finances, over his walk with God. God said every demon that's attacking is fleeing back to the pits of hell from which they have come. I command every attack of the enemy be broken off of you right now in Jesus' name. I command it done. Lord, heal and deliver. Go ahead. Let the Holy Ghost speak through you right now. Open your mouth and give God praise. That's it. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. Yes, right now in the name of Jesus. All right, get someone by the hand. Lift your hands up right now. We're fixing to start laying hands. God said there'd be five preachers that would help me. I don't know who they are. I can't say you're one, as God shows me. But God said there's five men of God that's going to help me pray in Jesus' name right now. Are you ready? If God, if you're a man of God, I want you to get ready for God to use you to pray. If you've got the blessings of the man of God in this house, then you can do what God asks you to do in Jesus' name. If you don't know you have that or not, then I guess you'll have to ask. Let's pray right now. Father, I release every prophetic word. Lord, you know the one big thing that's holding this church back. Whew, man. Everybody in this building knows you've tried everything you can try and it hasn't worked. So that when it works now, you're going to know it was God. Because we've tried every way we can. But God says now, when it happens, everybody's going to know it's God. Everybody's going to know. It's God. I feel the Holy Ghost at work right now in Jesus' name. Get ready. There's going to be a bomb of the Holy Ghost hit this service. There's going to be anointing of the Holy Ghost touch this place in Jesus' name. Your praise is going to be off the chain. Your praise is going to be released. Your faith is going to be turned loose. Are you ready? Right now, give God the best praise you've got. God said, you're blessed. God said, you're blessed. God said, you're blessed. I bless you. Come on, that's it. Talk in tongues. Worship God. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Right now.
Come on, keep the praise. Ministry, begin to walk through the crowd and lay hands. Brother Winslow's coming through the crowd and laying hands. Come on, miracles are going to begin to take place all over this congregation right now. I want every man of God to spread out. Come on. We've got plenty of time. Men of God, make your way throughout this congregation. Saint of God, every man of God that lays hands, when they lay hands on you, because of the prophetic word of Brother Winslow, God's going to flow through them and you're going to be healed. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Let's keep the level of faith up. Keep it strong. God's doing massive healing. Hallelujah. I see the anointing upon the hands of the men of God in this congregation. The Lord is showing me their hands covered with oil. It's His anointing. When they lay hands on you, you're going to feel the anointing of God go through your body. Every disease is going to be healed. Every pain, every arthritis, diabetes is going to flee your body. Cancer is going to flee your body. Spirits that work sickness are being broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. While you praise him, God's going to do wonders in your life. Working in your family, working in your situation, working in your finances, working in your body. Every mind stayed on God. Every mind stayed on God. That's it, Tabernacle of Pentecost. Let's let our faith rise. We've seen God do so many miracles in the last 2 weeks. He's going to multiply that here today. Oh my God. Got one, receive the Holy Ghost.